Hamas chief Ismail Haniyeh was assassinated on Wednesday while he was at his residence in Iran. His death was confirmed both by the Hamas as well as Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard, IRGC. While Hamas has accused Israel of killing Ismail, Israel's military has not commented, stating that it does not respond to foreign news reports. However, according to Iranian state media, the Hamas leader was killed when an airborne guided projectile hit his place of stay, which is a special residence for military veterans in the north of Tehran, at about early morning 2 a.m. local time. From what we know so far, Ismail was in Iran with other senior members of other groups that together support and form Iran's axis of resistance. I'm talking about Hamas in Gaza, Hezbollah in Lebanon, and the Houthis in Yemen. These people gathered in Iran to attend the inauguration of Iran's newly elected president. Let us now understand who exactly was Ismail Haniyeh, his relationship with Hamas, and what are the implications of his assassination. He was born in 1962 in the Shati refugee camp north of Gaza City. Ismail studied at schools run by the United Nations Agency for Palestinians and went on to study Arabic literature at the Islamic University of Gaza. Ismail was a very popular face in Gaza as he represented a group that has the vast majority of the people who are the descendants of the refugee families who were displaced from the Palestinian territories in 1948. Ismail Haniyeh was one of the most senior leaders of Hamas for the past two decades. He has been running the militant group's political operations from exile in Qatar. The founder of Hamas, Sheikh Yassin, is said to be Ismail's mentor and he served as his personal secretary too. In 2003, the two of them had survived an Israeli assassination attempt, although the very next year, Yassin was successfully assassinated by the Israeli military. It was in 2006 that Ismail was named the leader of Hamas. The same year, he briefly served as the Prime Minister of a Palestinian Unity Government. And in the year 2017, he was named the leader of Hamas's political bureau. In May this year, the International Criminal Court has said that they would seek an arrest warrant for Ismail Haniyeh. The ICC accused him and other Hamas leaders of war crimes and crimes against humanity in relation to the October 7, 2023 attack on Israel. Now, if you follow world news, then you would know that Israel has a long history of assassinating individuals who are a threat to Israel's sovereignty. But did you know that assassination attempts in Iran are not new to Israel either? Although the Israeli government never responds or acknowledges any of these incidents, but then it is a fact that between 2010 and 2020, Israel has eliminated half a dozen Iranian nuclear scientists and has eliminated key individuals, or you could say suspects, within the Iranian military and its proxy forces. Let me also tell you that these assassinations are not any random go and kill job. They are carefully planned and executed, utilizing everything from careful intelligence gathering to sophisticated artificial intelligence technology. In one of the operations which resulted in the assassination of Mohsen Fakhrizadeh in November 2020, a top Iranian nuclear scientist, Israel has used an AI-assisted remote-controlled machine gun deep inside Iran. This is an example of how advanced technology can be employed in a highly targeted and sophisticated manner. This operation showcases Israel's capability to leverage technology for complex high-stakes missions. If you are interested in knowing how Israel conducts such a mission, I have a video where I have explained everything in detail. I'll put the link at the top right corner. Watch it and you will understand everything. Now, what is next and what's happening on the ground? As Hamas's political leader, Ismail was central to the group's high-stakes negotiations, including the currently on-hold ceasefire talks with Israel. His assassination makes the chances of a deal even more unclear. Right after this assassination, Iran held an emergency meeting of its Supreme National Security Council at the residence of the Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei. And if you think about it, this assassination, that too right inside Tehran, was a major security breach, exposing Iran's inability to protect an ally. It also raises questions about the safety of Iran's top leaders who are in close contact with Ismail. You can also imagine the fear, concern and anger in Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei's mind as he met Ismail on Tuesday and never expecting that he would be gone the very next day. That is why the implications of Ismail's assassination are far wider and more serious. Hours after the assassination, Iran's Supreme Leader had officially stated that avenging Ismail Haniyeh's assassination was Tehran's duty because it occurred in the Iranian capital. On the other hand, Qatar, Ismail's country of operation, has warned of chaos, While Turkey has stated that the attack aims to spread Gaza war to a regional dimension, Turkey even went on to label the killing as a shameful assassination in Tehran. You must also know that Ismail's assassination was the second execution this week. Early on Tuesday, the Israeli military carried out an airstrike in Beirut's southern suburbs. The target of that strike was a senior official, Fuad Shukr, who served as a close advisor to Hezbollah's leader, Hassan Nasrallah. The assassination of two senior leaders of two Iran-backed groups within a matter of hours is not a coincidence. It is no surprise that these two killings might lead to further escalations in a region already experiencing prolonged tensions since last October. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.